Here we go then. I'm at West Ruislip train station. It's 12:30 on Sunday afternoon and it's time to get to Wembley. First things first, they always go on about the tailgate party before the matches. I don't even know what it is, but I'm about to go and find out.
Number 3.
Okay, I've made it to the tailgate party. There are thousands of NFL fans all over the car parks at Wembley. Either drinking beer, eating hot dogs, watching demonstrations, as you can hear in the background. There's an NFL zone with lots of history in it. There's a massive NFL shop with thousands of people in it. Lots of food and drink bars. Pretty much the place to be, I think. Okay, so the tailgate party's out the way. Let's get into the stadium and speak to one of the American media men, shall we? See what their take is on the NFL at Wembley. Now, I'm with TJ Reeves, who is a Bucks Network radio commentator.
I'm affiliated with the team. I work for the team, and we've been over here this week, obviously, second time that we've been over here in the last couple of years, and we've had a blast, and we're looking forward to the game.
I can't help thinking, if you're the home team in one of these International Series games, it's a bit of a disadvantage because you're not really at home. How do you make the most of the home advantage when you're at Wembley?
Well, that's a great point. And, you know, it's something that you hope you play well early in the game and the crowd that's here begins to embrace you, begins to cheer for you because you've almost got to win them over. And so it's going to be the same task for the Bears, that whoever kind of gets to that finish line first in the first half and gets the crowd on their side may keep the crowd for much of the game. So, yeah, it is a challenge. It's not quite the atmosphere that would be at Raymond James Stadium back in Tampa, but you have an opportunity to control that if you are able to play well early.
Two tight ends in for the Bears. Second down and one. Hand off to Forte. And Forte picks up another first down and more. He is inside the 10 and will take it in for a Bears touchdown, 32 yards. Freeman on third and 10. Freeman throws and it is intercepted by DJ Moore. The fourth interception for the Bears. And that will put the exclamation point on a Chicago victory here in London.
Time running out in the game. I've got one big task left, and that is, can I get into the players' changing rooms? Now, in the UK, of course, we never get real access to changing rooms, but the Americans often let the media into the players' locker room. So that's my aim now, after the game's finished, to get down to the Bears' locker room and see if I can speak to Brian Urlacher, the Beast. Okay, I've made it. I'm in the locker room. This is too exciting. Hiya. Where's Brian Urlacher's locker?
He just went that way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Brian, are you fit? Are you fit to talk, Brian?
No,
now?
I'm gonna go ahead and get dressed and shower. Thank you.
Okay. Oh. It's okay, mate. That's fine. Okay. Well, we've had initial contact. Brian doesn't want to speak till he's changed. So we'll see how we get on. We'll be patient. But we'll still get on. It really is as you'd expect. Men changing, naked footballers everywhere, press mingling around everywhere. Obviously, certain players more popular than others, but it's a sort of chaos you'd never get in an English football changing room, and more's the pity because the access for the media, the contact is unbelievable. Brian, fantastic to see the Bears in the UK, and I guess you must be quite relieved, I guess, in the end, probably to close out a game you look pretty comfortable with for a long time.
Yeah, you know, got a little stressful there at the end, but offense had a big drive there, and DJ made that nice play to save it for us, but they're a good football team. We knew it was going to be a tight game, just didn't know when it was going to be tight.
Yeah. Enjoy the interception?
Yeah, it's always nice to get those. I'll take one every game if I could.
Yeah. What about your quick trip? I mean, a lot of people thought you might not be able to perform as a team that well because you only had 2 days over. How about that?
I think it was better because, I mean, I want to stay home as long as I can, you know, for a game. You're comfortable at home. It was nice. We got over here, traveled Thursday night, practiced Friday and rested Friday and Saturday night. So it worked out good, obviously.
Yeah. And the season picking up now, a couple of straight wins?
Yeah, we're playing better. You know, we're making plays on defense. Offense has been making plays all year long, but we're finally making plays on defense, getting takeaways and sacks. So, you know, we're getting better than we need to be.
And what about the Wembley experience for you?
Awesome. It's really cool to come. I mean, I've never been here before, so it's really cool to come over here and see this and play in front of that crowd.
Well done. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
So, I'm absolutely delighted now. I did what I came to do. I've got in the locker room. I've met Brian the Beast Urlacher. He's been civil. He's given me an interview. I can't really ask for much else. I'm going to leave here a very, very happy man. Happy!